Well, did you ever hear as a child of people like firing rifles or pistols or exploding dynamite, you know, doing things, rough things like that, you know, to the bride and groom after the wedding?
Chivalry. Oh, well, that's when they go in the middle of the night and make all the noise and wake them up. And,
do they have chivalries here?
No. I've never known of one.
Well, tell me about what it would be like. How did you know about chivalries?
From reading or seeing picture shows. Now, let me think if any of my old relatives ever had that happen to them. I don't ever remember that. I don't believe.
That's interesting. Well, if you went to, you would go to Houston, is what? You're going
65 miles south.
So you say, I'm going
to Houston.
And
I'm going to Dallas. No.
Would you, is there any other way of saying that? Like,
I'm going there. I wouldn't say I'm motoring there. Oh, no, I wouldn't say I'm going up to Houston. No, but I've heard that. But I wouldn't say that.
You know, what about Dallas?
I'm going up to Dallas? No.
What about New York?
You might say that. Certainly a lot more.
How would you say that?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm going up there. Oh, I might say I'm going up there. But I wouldn't say I'm going up to New York. But I think a lot of people would. I don't talk that way, though.
What about Mexico City?
I'm going down to Mexico City? Yeah, I might say that.
And to Las Vegas?
I'm going out there. And, I guess so.
What about Atlanta?
Over.
And if somebody lives three houses down and says, somebody came to join us, do the Browns live here? You'd say, no, they live
down the street, or three houses down, or...
Is that... Which way is down here? What about this way? Can't go that way.
I don't know. I don't make any distinction there. I guess I'd call it either way. And some places do have a definite downtown and uptown, but we don't, as far as I know. I know we don't.
Well,
we'll have one town.
If there were a lot of people outside throwing rocks at your window again... And you might call the police and expect them to arrest one or two of the worst ones and reprimand the others.
I certainly would.
But you might say that they didn't arrest just one or two. They arrested the
whole bunch.
Is there any other word besides bunch you could use there? The whole
gang, maybe crowd, but I think bunch or gang would be more likely to be used.
Well,
the whole kit and caboodle.
And what would you like to do, like, you know, if you were having you and your husband might go out and, you know, move around the floor with music, what would you be doing?
Dancing.
And what kind of dances do you do here? Or when you were a child, even, would you have
to... Well, when I was a child, we jitterbugged, we did the foxtrot, the waltz, occasionally. We used to do things like the cha-cha and samba and tango. We went out the other night and danced to some kicker music, and so we kicked up our heels when we did that.
You did what kind of dance is a kicker dance?
Country and western.
What kind of dance do you do?
Oh, just kind of a shuffle, as long as you kick up your heels at the appropriate time. It's fun, just smooth, slow dancing, but somehow it's pretty fast, but it's a slow dance kind of step. You touch each other.
Well, would you ever have dances at home?
No.
Some
people do, right. We never had that much room. Well, the kids now call those boy-girl parties, and they...